Here's the Marketplace Index for Friday, the 27th. I'm Heidi Moore, in for David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Today, the Dow fell 0.5% to 12,663. The S&P 500 also fell 0.1% to 1316. The Nasdaq Composite Index rose, though, nearly 0.5% to 2816. And the yield on the 10-year Treasury fell a little to 1.89%. We hear about economic indicators all the time, but do we question them as much as we should? One of the biggest indicators, GDP, came out today. It was a disappointment, showing only 2.8% growth in the economy at the end of 2011. What happened to the green shoots we were promised? Mike Mandel is the chief economic strategist for the Progressive Policy Institute.
The term green shoots is precisely right. When you've got a little green sprig coming out of the ground of a plant or a tree, you've got to water it, you've got to fertilize it, you've got to protect it. What these numbers tell us is that we're on the road to recovery. It's a slow recovery. It's an uneven recovery. And we have to keep doing more to keep it growing.
So the other thing that's kind of interesting is that, sure, we have a GDP number now, but we keep seeing these revisions. Can we trust this information?
The GDP number should be thought of as an approximation of the economy. It's a bunch of the government statisticians putting millions of pieces of information together, estimating some, re-estimating when they get new numbers in. And so you should think of it as an approximation rather than an exact number, even though it's got a decimal point in it.
So since it's an approximation, how much should we really be concerned about changes in GDP?
GDP is an extremely important statistic. There are some real underlying problems with it. It may not correctly measure the relationship between the U.S. and the global economy. And you should take it with a grain of salt, because the global economy is changing so fast that the statistical system has had a hard time keeping up.
But Mandel says there's a fundamental problem.
One of the things that this GDP report shows us is that investment is still lagging compared to consumption. We have an economy which is split between consumption and investment. Business and government investment is what makes us more productive, is what makes us prosperous as an economy. We went into this recession over-consuming, and the fact is we still have a bigger shortfall in investment compared to the beginning of this recession than we do in consumption. So what that means is that we still haven't solved our underlying problem. We still are an over-consuming, under-investing society.
That was Mike Mandel from the Progressive Policy Institute. So we've heard of Born to Run, Born to Be Wild, and now there's Born to Trade. Researchers from Claremont University found that great Wall Street traders share a genetic predisposition. They like to take risks, moderate risks. It turns out that traders with the longest careers aren't the type to pound Red Bull all day and blow billions of dollars. Instead, they're analytical and know when to pull back. But will Wall Street stop hiring this type of person? It's hard to believe the financial industry will change its spots. Now it's time for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse is flat today on news that the 30-year drop in union membership has plateaued at nearly 12%. Government employees, like teachers and police officers, make up most of them, as do baby boomers. So what happens to the unions when boomers retire from the jobs that they collectively bargained for? For more on the pulse of the economy as we're measuring it, visit index at marketplace.org. This is Heidi Moore in New York with the Marketplace Index. This is APM, American Public Media.